coming up on episode number 914. Well, tomorrow, the movie Skyfall comes out here in the U.S. It's been out in the U.K. for a couple weeks, but it is the latest James Bond film, and it's been a while since we've had a James Bond film in theaters just because of the bankruptcy issues that United Artists has gone through. Well, it's good to have Bond back, and in honor of his return, we're going to listen to covers of some of the most famous themes in James Bond's history. It's the James Bond Cover Story, Volume 3, Moneypenny, and it's coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's Thursday, November 8th, 2012. My name is Brian Abbott, and welcome to another Cover Story edition of Coverville. Usually, these things focus around an artist or a band, a musician, whatever. Tonight, no, it's focused around a fictional character and the theme songs that always seem to accompany his films. Yes, I'm talking about James Bond and going all the way back to Dr. No, all the way through to the newest film, Skyfall. Every movie's had a very distinctive theme song to it. You can hear covers of a lot of those on tonight's show, starting with the theme, the basic theme. When you think of James Bond, you think of this song right here. Well, maybe not exactly this version, because there's a little bit of a mashup going on here. It is James Bond meets the Sugar Plum Fairy. It's by the a cappella group Chapter 6, and it's from their album from last year called Color by Number. Here's Chapter 6, and James Bond meets the Sugar Plum Fairy.
Bling, 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 bling reason since my goodbye to you. I've traveled the world to learn. I must return. In case you'd say no to Russia, I flew, but there and then I suddenly knew.
Carrie Ellis from her album Anthems from 2010 with her cover of the Shirley Bassey classic Diamonds Are Forever. Getting a little bit of help there, and you can tell from that guitar that that's Brian May from Queen backing her up. Great combination there, Carrie Ellis and Brian May's guitars. Before that, speaking of Shirley Bassey, Goldfinger performed by the Leningrad Cowboys. From their 2006 album Zombies Paradise. Great cover there that really rocks it after you get past the first verse. Really, really cool. Leningrad Cowboys. Speaking of Leningrad, From Russia with Love, right before that one, by Giuliana Palma and the Bluebeaters from their 2010 album Combo. A little bit of ska for you there, covering the Matt Monroe opening theme to From Russia with Love, and making its first appearance in Dr. No, the John Barry theme for James Bond, covered a cappella style and with a little bit of a mashup of the Sugar Plum Fairy. That is Chapter 6 from their 2011 album, Color by Number. Coverville today is sponsored by ThinkGeek.com, stuff for smart masses. you know, you get the James Bond fever listening to this show. So, of course, maybe you want some cool spy gear from ThinkGeek. How about some hollow spy coins? These are great, like a little 50-cent piece or a silver dollar that is big enough to hide a mini SD card in. So you can kind of you can play spy by carrying around a coin that's secretly got a mini SD card. Just don't spend it, because then you'll lose probably more than that coin is worth. Also, the KGB disappearing ink pen. Always good to have a pen with disappearing ink. And the rear view spy glasses, sunglasses that have a little mirror on the sides, a little tiny mirror so that you can look to your right or your left and see what's going on behind you. Just some of the great things available at ThinkGeek.com. Make sure you start by going to Coverville.com and clicking on the link for ThinkGeek, which you'll find over there on the right side of the page. That's ThinkGeek.com, stuff for smart masses. Time for a little power pop. How about a cover of the Paul McCartney theme to Live and Let Die? This one comes from Butch Walker. It was released on his 2005 EP, Cover Me Bad. Here is Live and Let Die.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let. This ever-changing world in which we're living makes you give in and cry. So live and let die.
Thank you. yourself and one for your dreams. You drift through the years and life seems tame to one dream appears and love is its name.
Take a life, do you know what you'll give? odds are you won't like what it is. When the storm arrives, would you be seen with me by the merciless eyes of the sea?
Cover of the theme to Casino Royale, originally done by Chris Cornell. That is Flatfoot from their 2007 album Cold Case, with a cover of You Know My Name. Me First in the Gimme Gimmes, right before that, from their 1997 release Have a Ball, with a cover of the Carly Simon tune Nobody Does It Better. Nancy Sinatra's You Only Live Twice, by Luann Olsen, from the 2006 album The Girl Who Knew Too Much. And we started things off with Butch Walker and Live and Let Die, a cover of the Paul McCartney track from his Cover Me Bad album from 2005. Great cover right there. Hey, really quickly, want to tell you about the second sponsor for Coverville and some exciting news. Coverville is a nominee in the Podcast Awards. That's not brand new news, because, you know, I mentioned it last time, maybe a couple times before. And of course, I need your votes. Please, please, please go to podcastawards.com and cast your vote for whatever your favorite podcasts are, whether or not Coverville is one of them. If it is, I do appreciate your vote, and I do thank you for it. Film Sack is also in there, and The Morning Stream, right there under News and Politics, up against the Rachel Maddow Show, for example. Oh boy. That's all going on over there at the Podcast Awards. And Scott Johnson, my co-host on Film Sack in the Morning Stream, and I have just decided that we are going to be in Vegas at the New Media Expo at the beginning of January. Hopefully you're going to be out there too. Please, if you're on the fence about going out there, please do come out there and say hi. I'd love to see you. And we're thinking, you know, maybe doing some sort of party, some sort of event, getting people together, Frog Pants fans, Coverville and Morning Stream and Film Sack fans, getting them out there somehow. or getting some place where we can all get together and have a drink and you know, talk about the shows and stuff. So stay tuned for information about that. But please, please consider coming out there. And, of course, please consider throwing a vote towards Coverville for the Morning Stream Film Sack and Coverville. Something like that. All right, let's get back to the music with a Tom Jones cover. This one performed by Hugh Montenegro and his orchestra from 1966. This is so cool. Some hipster swinging music right here. From the album Come Spy With Me, here is Thunderball.
Choice for you is If that's all we have, you will find.
performed right there by Billy Strange, who was one of the guitarists on the Beach Boys' Beach Boys' Pet Sounds album, as well as a member of the Wrecking Crew. Also played guitar in the background of Nancy Sinatra's soundtrack version of You Only Live Twice. Not the single version that everybody's familiar with, but the version that I think you hear in the movie itself, or actually on the soundtrack, an alternate version. That is Billy Strange and his cover of the James Bond theme all the way back in 1964. It was a B-side to Walk, Don't Run, his cover of the Ventures hit. The Papini Sisters right before that with their Lemon Sisters, Andrews Sisters inspired version of We Have All the Time in the World, that one from On Her Majesty's Secret Service and originally recorded by Louis Armstrong. You'll find the Papini Sisters version on their album, The Rise and Fall of Ruby Woo. Hollywood Mon Amour, right before that, the Mark Collin project that came out in 2008 following his success with Nouvelle Vague. That was a cover of Duran Duran's A View to a Kill. And that set started off with Thunderball, a cover by Hugh Montenegro and his orchestra from his 1966 album, Come Spy With Me. Of course, the original, done with love by Tom Jones. And with that, we're going to bring this edition of Coverville to a close. Thank you so much for tuning in, and enjoy Skyfall if you go see it. If you want to get in touch with me with a request, a suggestion, an idea, whatever, you can email me at requests@coverville.com. You can also call the request line at 206-222-COVER, or you can visit coverville.com, your one-stop shop for everything cover song related. That is at coverville.com. We'll be back on Tuesday with a special edition of Coverville, a newsworthy edition, a ripped from the headlines edition. That's going to be next Tuesday. We'll see what's happening there. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CashFly, CACHEFLY, CashFly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you can hear podcasts so good, they've got a license to kill.
Program so good, it's like you're there.